Chapter 7. Knock, knock. Jamie opened her swollen eyes at the sound and sat up in her bed. She glanced at the clock. Hours had passed. She realized she had fallen asleep. Amberlynn's on the phone, Darcy called through the door. She says it's important. Jamie got up and stumbled to the door. Darcy stood in the hallway, looking as if she wanted to say something. Whatever it was, Jamie wasn't ready to hear it. She grabbed the phone and retreated to her room. Jamie, Amberlynn sounded funny. Have you seen it? Are you okay?
Seen what?
The picture.
Huh?
Oh my God, you don't even know about it yet? Amberlynn exclaimed.
Know about what?
Someone sent a nasty picture of you and Angel to everyone's cell phone.
What?
Jamie shook her head, trying to make sense of what Amberlynn was saying.
What do you mean, nasty?
Well, I don't have a cell phone, so I haven't seen it yet.
But Alicia did.
Amberlynn spoke quickly as if she couldn't force the words out fast enough.
She said Angel looks half naked in it and your arm is around her.
She said it kind of looks like you're together or something.
Together? Jamie cried. The room seemed to spin.
Like in that way.
I understand what you mean, Amberlynn, Jamie snapped, but that ain't right.
I know, Jamie, Amberlynn said earnestly. That's why I called you. I'm just telling you what Alicia told me. She was looking at it just now.
I don't believe this, Jamie huffed.
There had to be some kind of mistake. She would never be involved with anything like what Alicia described. Besides, she hadn't even taken any pictures with Angel.
She's wrong, or she's lying. There's no way that's true.
That's what I said, but she said I should see it. Can you meet me over there? Jamie rubbed her face. It was nearly 8 o'clock, and on school nights, she was supposed to be in by 7. But now both of her parents were at work, and only Darcy was in the house. What could she do? Besides, Jamie knew she was in a ton of trouble already. How could it get any worse, even if Darcy told on her?
I'm on my way, she said.
Darcy stood in the hallway, stern-faced, with her arms crossed on her chest. Maybe she had been listening. Jamie couldn't tell.
Where are you going?
Darcy demanded as Jamie rushed toward the front door.
Out, she answered without stopping.
Mom and Dad said,
I don't care what they said,
Jamie grumbled.
This is important.
Darcy crossed her arms and stood between Jamie and the door.
I can't let you do this, Jamie. When Mom and Dad find out, they're not gonna find out unless you tell them, Darcy.
Don't do this, Jamie. Whatever it is, it's not that important. After everything that happened tonight, you need to stay home and study. I can help you. You need to pass that test.
And you need to get out of my face, Darcy, Jamie warned.
Her hands trembled, and she glared into her sister's eyes. She would knock her aside if she had to. Though Darcy was older, Jamie knew she could overpower her sister, especially with the way she felt right now. She was sure Darcy knew it, too.
You can't run away again, Jamie. I won't let you. You can't do that to Mom, not with the baby.
I'm not running away.
I'm going to Alicia's, she grumbled. Now move.
Darcy paused and shook her head as if she knew she couldn't stop her. Then she stepped aside.
Whatever you do, I'm not going to cover for you.
Then don't, Jamie said angrily. She shouldered past Darcy and stepped out alone into the cool, dark evening. Jamie couldn't believe what she saw. On the tiny screen of Alicia's phone was a picture just like Amberlynn had described. Angel wore a white sports bra and slumped forward, looking upset, almost teary. Without a shirt on, her torso was long and wiry, and her chest was pointy and small. Jamie sat close to her, an almost tender look on her face. Her arm rested gently on Angel's bare shoulders. The picture even contained a short caption. Look who's in love, it said. Jamie almost smashed Alicia's phone against the wall. She knew the picture was taken the day Vanessa and her friends stole Angel's shirt. She could even see the hazy image of a locker behind Angel's head.
Vanessa did this. I know it.
Jamie fumed, barely able to contain her anger.
I can't believe her. Yeah, but she probably didn't take the picture herself. She's smarter than that, Amberlynn said. I bet she got one of her friends to do it for her. Jamie studied the image again. The person who took it had to be standing at the corner of the row of lockers. And then it clicked. Tasha. It all made sense. No wonder Tasha had been looking so guilty lately. No wonder she'd been standing there fiddling with her cell phone the day it happened. No wonder Vanessa and her friends were hunched over her cell phone at Nico's. Jamie told Amberlynn and Alicia everything that happened at the pizzeria. Now I know why they were laughing, she added, her hands flexing with anger. Yeah, they were probably pressing send on your picture right then, Amberlynn said. I still can't believe she sent it to the whole school like that. That girl is messed up, Alicia said. Jamie couldn't believe it either. The more she thought about it, the more she wanted to rip out Vanessa's hair extensions and smack Tasha in the face with them. I guess she meant it when she threatened you, Amberlynn added. Yeah, well, I'm gonna take that girl down. There ain't no way she's gonna get away with this. You can't just fight her, Jamie, Amberlynn frowned. If you do that, they'll suspend you from school and throw you off the squad. That's exactly what Vanessa wants to happen. Look, if they did this to keep Angel off the cheerleading squad, all you gotta do is tell Coach Seville. She'll kick him off the squad in 2 seconds. And that way, you'll still have a chance to be on the team, Alicia suggested. Jamie shook her head. She hadn't told on anyone in years. Not even if she knew some of the kids who sold drugs after school, stole from cars on Union Street, or busted the swings in the nearby park. Ratting people out didn't seem right, but maybe now was different. I hate to say it, but Alicia's right, Amberlynn agreed. Besides, you don't want to fight all them girls. I know you're crazy sometimes, but some of them look kind of fierce. I don't care who they are, Jamie snapped. They're going to have the whole school talking about me. She could almost hear the laughter as people checked out their messages and saw the picture. She knew others would look at it and think it was real, more proof of her wild reputation. Des might be one of them. The thought made her stomach twist. What if it gets online on Facebook or MyFace? Jamie wondered, and then cursed out loud. Calm down, Jamie. It's no big deal. Just tell Coach Seville tomorrow. She'll boot Vanessa and Tasha out before auditions even start. The whole thing'll be over just like that. Alicia snapped her fingers to make her point. You don't get it, Alicia. How would you feel if strangers were staring at you? Alicia shut her mouth, and for a moment the three girls were silent. Do you think Angel has seen these pictures? Amberlynn asked finally. It might be worse for her. No one even knows her. Jamie shook her head. She hadn't even thought about Angel. As shy and alone as she was at Blueford, the picture would be devastating. I don't know. Alicia frowned. Well, if Vanessa wants her to drop out of the tryouts, she'd probably make sure she saw it. That's what I would do if I were them. Yeah, but Angel doesn't have a cell phone. I bet she doesn't even know about this, Amberlynn said. No matter what, she's gonna find out tomorrow, said Alicia soberly. Jamie stared at the tiny image again. Each time she looked at it, she felt angrier. Part of her wanted to fight Vanessa and Tasha first thing tomorrow and tell the entire school what they had done. Another part was so embarrassed, she didn't want to set foot in Blueford again. But then she thought about Angel. She was the one who was half naked. She was the one everyone would see. She was the one who had no friends at Blueford. Someone had to look out for her. So what you gonna do? Amberlynn asked. Jamie tossed Alicia's phone aside and stood up, her forehead pounding. There was so much pressing down on her. Mrs. Gessner and the stupid tests, the fight with Mom and Dad, the nonsense with Dez, the stress of cheerleading auditions, and now this. Jamie felt as if her skull was about to explode. I don't know. They talked for a few more minutes before Jamie hurried home with her head heavy and aching. Darcy was still sitting in the living room when Jamie came back in. I need to talk to you, she said as soon as Jamie closed the front door. I just got off the phone with Tara. She told me there's some picture of you going around school. Jamie, if you're in some kind of trouble... It's my business, Darcy, Jamie muttered. Jamie, Darcy frowned. You're my sister. I know you think we're in some kind of competition, but that's not true. I just want to help. I don't need your help, Jamie barked. I can handle this on my own. She went straight to her room and closed the door.
Yo, Jamie,
Dez called, an edge to his voice. He was waiting outside her house Thursday morning. What are you doing here? She asked sharply. She felt as if she had barely slept. Her head was hurting already, and the day hadn't even started.
You know why I'm here. Don't act stupid, he snorted.
Don't start with me, Dez. I'm not in the mood.
I knew you'd been acting funny, like you don't like me no more, but another girl? Why are you gonna do me like that?
Listen, Dez, it ain't what it looks like.
Right, he muttered. I saw how you jumped up as soon as she walked into Nico's yesterday. You left me sitting there like some kind of fool.
He shook his head.
If you were that way, you should have never started going out with me. Or you could have broken up with me instead of humiliating me like this.
Humiliating you? Jamie scoffed. Is that all you can think about? First you accuse me of doing it with Bobby Wallace, and now you actually think I was with Angel McAllister? Forget you, Desmond. You think I should have broke up with you earlier? Well, I'm doing it now. I'm done with you. Goodbye. Don't talk to me no more.
You're done with me?
Desmond's eyes flared as she passed him.
I'm not the one with her hands all over another girl.
She turned back, barely able to stop herself from slapping him.
Desmond, I can't believe I ever went out with you, Jamie screamed, stopping just inches from his face. If I was into girls, I'd have told you before I ever kissed you.
But you know what? It don't matter. All you wanted was some girl with a reputation so you could get with her anytime you feel like it. Well, that ain't me neither, no matter what you heard.
Jamie turned and stormed away as quickly as she could. She was relieved that Desmond didn't try to catch up with her. By the time she reached the school, he was more than a block behind.
Yo, Jamie, where's your girlfriend, huh?
Two guys she didn't know hollered as she walked up the cement steps to school.
When you gonna come back to our side?
As she neared her locker, a group of sophomore girls eyed her as if she had a disease. Jamie could tell they were talking about her. She wondered if Angel was going through the same thing. Was she still as determined to succeed as she had been yesterday? Or had the picture changed her mind? Maybe Angel had gone straight to Coach Seville this morning. What if she quit the team?
Can you believe them two were together? One of the girls mumbled.
Yeah, and last year she dated that drug dealer.
And then she got busted for shoplifting.
No wonder she ran away. That girl is a mess.
Jamie cringed. The words set fire to her insides. She was about to yell back at them that it was none of their business, that the rumors were wrong, but the girls turned and walked up an unfamiliar corridor. Rather than follow them, she darted to Mrs. Gessner's class, keeping her head down to avoid the stares. But the snickers and comments followed her. Jamie couldn't believe how quickly Bluford had turned on her. It was as if the entire high school was a beast, thirsty for gossip and hungry for someone to humiliate. Had it always been this way? She had never noticed it before, maybe because she always had an older sister to shield her. But now, thanks to Vanessa and her friends, Jamie realized she had become a target. As she turned the corner to Mrs. Gessner's class, Jamie stopped in her tracks. Vanessa stood before her in the center of a cluster of girls crowded against a row of lockers. Some of them laughed loudly. Jamie recognized a few faces, including Tasha, but others were new. Clutched in Vanessa's right hand was Tasha's pink cell phone. Tasha watched it intently, almost as if trying to grab it with her eyes, but Vanessa held on to it, pressing buttons quickly, her fingers like needles stabbing at the tiny keys.
I couldn't believe it either, she was saying. I mean, I'm not surprised about Angel, but Jamie Wills? Doesn't she have a boyfriend?
Had. Desmond Hodden just broke up with her this morning, said one of the girls eagerly.
as if she enjoyed sharing the news with Vanessa.
I guess you don't know about some people, Kim added with a smirk.
You all know that's not true, Jamie yelled, unable to stop herself from walking toward them, even though she was alone. Several girls gaped in surprise. Tasha stepped back, avoiding her gaze, while Kim flashed a mean grin.
Here we go, Kim said, dropping her backpack.
Jamie stepped up to Vanessa, staring at the taller girl's hair extensions and the cover-up she wore to make herself look pretty. All Jamie could see was ugliness in Vanessa's lying eyes. She wanted nothing more than to slap the grin from her mouth right there, though Kim stepped right up to Vanessa's side.
It's a lie, and you know it, Vanessa, Jamie hissed.
Girl, you're tripping. You're about to get yourself in trouble, Vanessa warned.
I know what you did. I saw you holding that phone yesterday at Nico's. I know you got Tasha to take that picture.
Really? Vanessa crinkled her brow.
Did I force you to take a picture, Tasha?
Tasha glanced at Jamie, then hung her head without saying anything. Vanessa glared at her.
I don't know why you don't just admit it, Jamie. So what if you have a thing for Angel? Besides, the picture isn't on this phone. Tasha wouldn't keep anything like that on here, see?
Vanessa smirked as she held out the phone. The screen was blank as if everything had been erased.
Whap!
Jamie reached out and smacked the phone from her hand. It tumbled to the ground where Tasha quickly grabbed it. Kim shoved Jamie back. Voices whooped and hollered.
They're gonna fight, someone shouted. Girl fight!
The calls echoed down the hallway. People gathered around.
Tell them what you did, Jamie ordered,
her fingers curling into fists as she glared at the two girls. Vanessa didn't even flinch.
I ain't done nothing to you, and if you think I did, prove it, she said with a wicked sneer on her face.
Come on, girl, if you're so bad, bring it, Kim taunted. It was too much. Jamie was about to throw a punch when a classroom door suddenly swung open. Mrs. Gessner stepped out into the hallway. Overhead, the warning bell rang. Students had 1 minute to get to class.
What's going on here?
Mrs. Gessner demanded as her eyes swept between Jamie and Vanessa and then at the students gathering around.
The second bell is about to ring. If you know what's good for you, you'll all get to class now, she said loudly.
The crowd scattered. Vanessa tossed her hair and walked away with a smirk.
Jamie Wills, get in here right now,
Mrs. Gessner ordered. Jamie shook with anger as she raced to her seat and pretended she didn't see everyone staring at her.
That's what I'm talking about,
called out Ahmad, a boy who snuck in just before the bell. He eyed Jamie as he sat down.
Girls gone wild.
A few of the other boys laughed. Mrs. Gessner raised an eyebrow.
Ahmad,
she said sternly.
Since you're eager for attention this morning, why don't you come up and solve the first problem on the blackboard?
Ahmad groaned as he pulled himself out of his chair. Jamie pretended to watch him as he struggled to solve the equation the teacher had written, but it was all an act. She kept blinking fast to keep from crying. As the class dragged on, Jamie couldn't stop replaying the events in the hallway. If Mrs. Gessner hadn't come out when she did, Jamie knew she would have hit Vanessa for sure. Then she would have ended up in Principal Spencer's office. Her parents would have been called. Cheerleading would be over. It would have been exactly what Vanessa wanted. She would have won.
I'm not gonna let her beat me,
she wrote in her notebook. Writing the words seemed to calm her anger, so Jamie wrote it again.
I'm not gonna let her beat me. I'm gonna find a way to turn this around, she wrote. I'm going to turn this around and everyone's going to see Vanessa for the liar she is.
Jamie underlined the word liar so hard her pencil broke, but she didn't care. For the first time all morning, she took a deep breath. She still had no idea how she would get Vanessa to admit what she had done, but at least her head was clear enough to think.
Don't forget, those of you retaking the test today need to be here right after school, Mrs. Gessner called over the bell at the end of the period. There won't be any second chances after this.
Jamie heard her, but she had already made up her mind what she would be doing after school. She had hoped to sneak out of the class without having to face Mrs. Gessner, but the teacher stopped her before she made it past her desk. "Jamie," she said in a low voice, and then waited until the classroom emptied out. "I guess you know I spoke with your mother yesterday. I explained to her that you're in jeopardy of failing this course and that we really need to get a handle on it before it's too late. Understand?" Jamie nodded. "Good. So you're going to show up and take this test today?" Jamie hesitated. She knew she could just say yes and then skip the test later. But right at that moment, Jamie knew the last thing she needed was another lie. "No, Miss Gessner, I'm not going to retake the test this afternoon. I have to go to cheerleading tryouts." Mrs. Gessner frowned. "Jamie, I know cheerleading is important to you. But the fact is, even you won't be able to make the team if you fail this test." Jamie nodded. It was probably too late already, she figured. With all the drama last night, she hadn't studied at all. What chance did she really have of passing the test? At least this way, she would know if she was good enough. And there was another reason she needed to be there today. Angel.
"I know that, but I'm going to cheerleading tryouts. It's the last day," she said, thinking of all that happened already and all that still remained undone. "There's something important I have to do there."
"Do your parents know you're doing this?" Mrs. Gessner asked sternly. Again, she knew she could lie, but she pushed it from her head. There had been enough of that already.
"I don't think so."
"Jamie, I know you think I'm just trying to ruin your life, but honestly, I'm trying to help you. Your parents are, too. We're all very concerned. You're a bright girl, Jamie. As bright as your sister, but..." She sighed. "It's like you're trying to throw your future away." Jamie shook her head. It wasn't the teacher's fault she didn't understand, but Jamie wasn't going to play games anymore.
"I'm not throwing my future away, Mrs. Gessner," Jamie said firmly. "It's just that I don't see my future like you do, or like my parents do, or like Darcy sees hers."
She stood up straight and looked her teacher in the eyes.
"I can't take the test this afternoon. I have to go to cheerleading tryouts. I'm sorry."
"I'm sorry too, Jamie," Mrs. Gessner said with a heavy sigh. "Very sorry."